Madam Vice President, Excellencies, as with other countries around the world, COVID-19 has affected all aspects of Irish society. From the outset of the pandemic, decision-making in Ireland has been informed by seven key ethical principles: minimising harm, proportionality, solidarity, fairness, duty to provide care, reciprocity, and privacy. The Pandemic Ethics Advisory Group was established early in the COVID-19 crisis as an expert subgroup of the National Public Health Emergency Team. With its expert advice, the Department of Health published a number of ethical guidance documents, including an ethical framework for decision-making in a pandemic in March 2020. Over the course of the pandemic, individual rights and freedoms have been restricted in the interests of public health, which has placed a considerable burden on individuals, communities, and society as a whole. Ireland continues to ensure that public health measures adopted are equitable, reasonable, and proportionate. As a result of the successful COVID-19 vaccination programme, the majority of mandatory public health restrictions have been lifted, and as we move forward, measures to combat the pandemic will increasingly be voluntary. As the Minister mentioned in his opening statement, following a referendum in 2018, the Health Regulation of Termination of Pregnancy Act 2018 became law on 20th of December 2018. It allows termination to be carried out in cases where there is a risk to the life or of serious harm to the health of the pregnant woman, where there is a condition present which is likely to lead to the death of the fetus either before or within 28 days of birth, and without restriction up to 12 weeks of pregnancy. Expanded termination of pregnancy services commenced on 1st of January 2019 and are available free of charge in community and hospital settings across the country. Services continued during the pandemic, with arrangements put in place to enable remote access in early pregnancy. During 2020, 6,577 terminations were carried out. A review of the operation of the Act is being progressed this year in line with statutory and government commitments and will conclude in 2022. Finally, the Department of Health recently completed a review of the Mental Health Act, updating it in line with our commitments under the UN CRPD. It is expected that a bill to amend the Act will be introduced in 2022. The Mental Health Act was temporarily amended in March 2020 as part of Ireland's response to the spread of COVID-19. These amendments were primarily related to the operation of mental health tribunals, which review involuntary detention and the examination of individuals by an independent consultant psychiatrist. These measures will expire on 9th of November 2021. I'll pass over now to Lara Hines of the Department of Children, Equality, Disability, Integration and Youth.